What does the watch say?
It says, it says, guess what time it is. It says, guess what?
It's time
for the show again.
With Calvin Sharp
and Paul Johnson.
And apologies, you know, we're starting a little bit late. We got, you know, as it seems to be a trend this semester, we started off with a few technical issues that, but I'm not going to talk from a point of anger, from a point of hate right now. I'm just sort of filling in the gaps while Paul gets a song queued up. Basically, the school pays for the radio station's Spotify account, and recently there was an issue that we were being charged. The school was being charged twice for two different accounts, so she shut off the payments. Incomplete, and today happened to be when that account expired. You just have to play because it's the first song in the queue. So basically, the radio station Spotify account is no longer accessible. Accessible. We had to log into my personal one, then get everything set up, and I also don't have a phone, which you need to log into any account here at Lafayette, which is a whole other issue. But now the gap.
Calvin's really been in a rut for the past week, but
now the gap is filled and we can play music. Paul, what's up first?
We also have a very special guest in the building, not Weston Lickfield this time, rather a new and improved Weston Lickfield, Mr. J.D. Kennedy. Welcome, sir.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we're very happy to have you on
the show.
Yeah, I know he I've heard a lot. I mean, really, I mean, folks, if I'm going to be honest here, he has been begging me for so long to get on this show and, you know, kind of just like pulling my ear and stuff. So, I had to let a super fan on, and I'm really grateful to, I mean, it's honestly humbling to kind of be in this position where you can have, people so dedicated, and I'm really just honored.
Thank you.
Yeah,
very humbled being in this these hallowed halls of radio.
Yep.
I've never set foot in this room before.
Really? How do you like it?
It is absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
The glass and gold chandelier. I was not seeing that coming.
Yeah. No. And these leather seats.
I wish it wasn't so plush. Hot though. It's really really hot in here.
Yeah.
Also, we have two microphones.
Yeah, if you can't hear Calvin very much right now. So we are going to start off the show with a song from Bon Iver, who I've been listening to a lot this week. I just, you know, got back in that grind. So this is Flume, which is the first song off of For Emma Forever Ago.
It's a tongue twister.
My mother's only one.
lovely one there. And a cool thing about that song that I know is that I've talked to, this is in a conversation I've had with Paul a lot, is about, you know, tunings of songs. And this song is in a the actual, well, in the old days, they tuned their guitars to a different frequency. They tuned all their instruments to a different frequency than they do these days in the modern age. And so to sort of get that older sound, the man behind Bon Iver,
being Bon Iver himself,
he used one of the old tunings, you know, tuned it to a different frequency, so it's not in any real tuning that we would know. It's not a the notes played aren't notes that we would say are in tune.
So today. Is it not even like a half step or a whole step? It's
yeah,
just
it's
like
in between a half step down. It's a quarter step. Yeah.
Wow.
Explaining it for all of the people that don't know music.
So it's just one semitone down.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it sounds really cool if you, it's very simple to view. It sounds cool if you blow it up.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you know, frequencies.
What do we have coming up next, Kyle?
Oh, this one is an album I just have been playing straight front to back the past couple days. Arthur Russell, he had all these, he was very experimental. He was like a cello player. He had all these big hand in like disco and stuff like that. But this album is just a collection of like his demos. Half of it's like this weird country stuff. The other half is like these just like really sweet little pop nuggets. And the closing track I think is a very sweet sweet one. It's called Love Comes Back by Arthur Russell.
In the song. Energy, we are away. Intelligence in your hand is winning me again. That is too soft. We're meeting in the moonlight when you are there. Rising in the moonlight. Love is bad. Being sad is not a crime. Won't you know that love is bad? So put your little hand in mine. Love comes back. Skiing down. Best of all worlds I know, but still afraid to look. Where do you go? It's where I go already. Won't go, no. It's where I go already. Love comes back. Be a sad, not a grin. Soft energy, we are away. Intelligence in the air, it's winning me again. Intelligence in the air, it's winning me again. That is too soft. You know that.
Also, I saw that in a there was a list online I was looking at, because I saw it was just that this album had been in a list of the 500 most depressing songs this person had ever heard, and of course I wanted to see like what song on this album could have been placed on that list. So I spent probably 20 minutes the other day like flipping, because it was in the middle of the it was number 135, so I was like looking through, I went through the whole list, was like looking, and it just happened to be this one, which I think it's pretty sweet and nice, but this person thought was one of the most depressing songs they'd ever heard in their life. So
yeah, no, I like that. Next up we have a song from Mac DeMarco's new album, which on Spotify is saying is called Nobody.
No, it's
but
just
it's
the
called
single.
Yeah, well, yeah,
that's what
it's yeah, the album is called Here Comes the Cowboy, which I'm very excited for, and this is his Godzilla singing cowboy doing Nobody. Great one there from Mac DeMarco.
From Mr. DeMarco.
Yep.
Oh, wait, this is JD's song. He's got something to say about it.
I've been really on this song all day. Today and yesterday, I've just been all Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Like, that's all I can play. That's all I'm feeling. And this song, I feel like it's just, like, the sickest. Like,
yeah.
It totally breaks down. And, like, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. All right, so here is Carry On by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Thank you very much for that one, JD. That
any closing statements you have about Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, or
it banged.
Yeah, it did bang. Next up is a song, I don't know that much about it, I just heard it on an old playlist. I know that she was on, what's the name? The same record label that Bill Callahan, we played a bunch in Smog. Drag City, that's the name of it. Drag City, really famous label. Will Oldham, I was playing a song last week from him. This is Bluish Bells by Edith Frost. But yeah, good one there. I know very little about the everything around it, but good song.
Next up, we're gonna take a little trip to Banger Town because this next one, ooh wee, it's hot.
It's ha ha hot.
This is from Solange Knowles' new album, When I Get Home, which I was raving about last week. And
very still different from the song we played from that last
week.
Yeah.
But still beautiful and dope. So this is Bins by Solange.
Sundown chimes, break it down, one line, a line, can't no see.
There's a little sneak peek into the next song there. So yeah, that was Bins by Solange. I love that song. It's dope. But she actually just released a music video for recently.
This next one is Ariel Pink. Similar vibe to what Arthur Russell was doing earlier, our good buddy Mr. Russell. Ariel Pink, he kind of built his name in the early 2000s, making these really, really out there, destructive pop songs that were like, they sounded like pop, but it was coming from, you know, like a broken phone that you found on the side of the road. And then this was like his big, one of his more high fidelity albums, like in a studio, that had a bunch of big press around it. I really like Here's One Summer Night by Ariel Pink.
So
oh, I love it. All of his songs feel like they're coming from elements of like shit that you would, excuse my language, stuff that you would kind of remember, or like feel, you know, it feels like little fragments of things kind of locked in your brain that come out in these weird little nuggets like that. I love that song.
Yeah, that was a great song.
Well, by the way, for those listening, my parents, mom, worry not, I sent in the internship application.
Woo! Well done. Next up, we have a song from Crumb, who Calvin recently informed me that he is actually best friends with every single member in this group.
Not what
it's
I said,
insane.
Not what I said. I said that this band was supposed to play at my friend's house. My friend Emma, who also had shows where I played at her house, but they were not able to. So I have no knowledge of the relationship to the members of Crumb.
All right, so
but they're cool, they're good.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the my favorite song from their I think most recent EP. This is Lock It.
really, really cool stuff.
I actually never really listened. I only knew like one or two of the Crumb songs, but that was really cool.
Yeah, I've been listening to that EP despite like, nonstop this week. It's really good stuff. What do we have coming up next, Cal?
It was all just kind of off the same playlist I mentioned before of stuff I was listening to around this time last year. I was going through again the other day and being like, oh, there's a lot of cool stuff there. So this is, I'm pretty sure they're from California. They're grouped, they're called Grass Widow. They're grouped with all these other bands that were supposed to be like this revival of like 60s girl groups and stuff like that. But I think based on the bands that they're compared to, they sound a little bit different. They definitely have their own thing going there. So here's Submarine by Grass Widow.
That was a I was talking to Calvin like for a good amount of that song about the intro. Like it came in and how the kind of the meter of the rhythm was established in a certain way, and then the entire instrumental comes in and then you realize that it's on a different thing. I thought it was really cool. And this next song, I think we might have played a couple times
Semester. I played a Katie Day song last. I played Depp, and I had three different people text me asking what the hell was it. It was like the strongest reaction I've ever gotten to a song, and everybody was like losing their minds and hated it. But I think it's like the coolest stuff ever, so yeah. Who cares?
This song, it always gets me in a really good mood because it's just like, I don't know, it's just like super happy. So here is Only to Trip and Fall Down Again by Katie Day.
Come on, before I run, it's just you.
Still great.
Yeah, so I realized as we were listening to this that some people might think it's really strange that that's a song that gets me in a really happy mood.
No, it's definitely, I don't know. It puts like, off
it's,
that.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's I don't know.
That kind of energy.
Yeah. What do we have coming up next, Calvin?
Oh, this one is continuing with what seems to be our brand tonight of pop but weird. Olivia Tremor Control, they're like one of the big Elephant Six bands, which is like this whole movement in the 90s of reviving all the nice Beatles harmonies and the Kinks and the Beach Boys, all stuff that usually happened like down in Georgia. But I think Olivia Tremor Control are particularly the music that they make is pretty interesting. I think I might have played this one last year. I couldn't decide between this one and the other one I love, Hideaway. But here's Jumping Fences by the Olivia Tremor Control.
Going quick and staying happy.
Oh,
here
is like
Overjoyed
to
by
every time we have too many
Stevie
songs to play.
Wonder.
Yeah.
still quick. We have a
this is probably the last one, so we'll say thank you to everyone for listening.
Yes, thank you, and thank you JD
for coming by tonight.
Yep. It's been my pleasure.
No, it's well, and then I have nothing. All right, this one's called Harbor Coat by REM. It's really good. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Chick is where